changed.
But I guess because of the pandemic, I mean, a lot of bands lost a lot of members, and so we had like three guys quit, and then so it was, but it was over like a series of months that somebody would leave, and we have to replace that person, and that's so Connor gets brought in, and then Ollie gets brought in, and we've ended up now with a five piece here, and we've kind of just been hitting the road since, and like really making ground, and
yeah,
I'm excited to see where we go now.
Yeah, I'm gonna play something off of the new release, and we'll talk a lot about that, and you'll play one live, but I'm gonna play one right now off of that. Great stuff, and we'll be back in a bit. WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skybar.
I'm out here, I'm all alone. Type of lonely you've never seen. Just a cold New England heart and headlights on the evergreens. Yeah, headlights on the evergreens.
Guys, great stuff. That was Evergreens from the Other Side of Everything EP, and You gonna do one? Gonna strum one out for us?
Yeah, sure. You like it now?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Between the Lines. This one's not on the EP, but some people's favorite.
You left home, you were 17, bright and bold and brave as can be. Never once thought of turning back. It's too much world for you to see. If you only knew what this world is gonna do. Everything that's good and true is already part of you. Gotta learn to read the signs and always stay. Might not be the man you plan to be. You're the last belief in the lies you tell you live. Boy, you better start acting right. If you only know what this world is gonna do. That's good and true. He's already part of you. Gotta learn to read the signs and always stay in time. And keep it between. Thing you should always pray. Enough hard work to get it done. If you run out, boy, out and out, you ain't gonna be the one. 'Cause everything that's good and true is already part of you. Now we're staying time. Everything that's good and true is already part of you. Gotta learn to read the signs and always stay. Between the lines. Come on and keep it between the lines. You've gotta keep it between the lines. Come on and keep it between the lines.
Nice. Thank you.
Nice. And that's not on the EP.
Yeah, that's...
But it might be on a future thing.
Yes, definitely.
So let's talk a bit about the EP. The Other Side of Everything, the name. Where'd you get the name of the EP?
So we debated that one back and forth for a solid...
It's always tricky, right?
Yeah. Then you start overthinking it, and you're like,
yeah.
Every word gets dissected. But a big theme of the EP in general is starting over or getting away from something that's not working and starting over. And so, I guess The Other Side of Anything actually was pitched by Mike again, throwing his name back in here. And it just, both, I remember the text conversation, actually, Yukar and I were both just like, yeah, that's it. Because we'd been wrestling with a name for a while, and that one just rang true right away.
Yeah, so, and I mean, I think, too, it was just like a position that, like, we all, like, at the time, it was the four of us. Ollie joined probably, like, a quarter of the way through recording that EP.
Yeah, I just kind of hopped in.
Yeah.
No, I joined the band, and then 2 weeks after, they're like, can you come in and lay down some
Yeah, can we go to the studio?
On this vintage 1955 B3, and like, sure.
Yeah, right.
And you nailed it, dude.
The fun fact of the EP is on Maria, that is the one song on that album where Ollie doesn't play the keys. And it's me playing the keys, and if you look at Ollie's takes on all of the other songs versus like my takes, Ollie's takes are like three like little concise parts, and mine are like 50 like chopped together pieces on the take and everything.
Yeah.
But that's a Nate Perry and Ragged Company secret, I suppose. Yeah. But
secret no more.
Not anymore.
Right. Yeah,
out in the world.
One, yeah.
Where'd you do this? Where'd you have it done?
We did it with Brian Charles, and he was moving around at that point.
Yeah, it's more so like who we did it with. We did it with Brian.
I guess that's
what
matters
the most. We started, so he was just moving into his space. What's his space? Rare Signals, which he just opened up. So the final session of the EP recording was done at Rare Signals, but the previous other like three or four were done at Matt Oak in Alston and Q Division over in Cambridge.
So you bounced around.
Yeah. But it gave us, like, I don't know, it gave us the exposure to a lot of different studio spaces.
And those are all great studios.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and I had never been in one before, so my first experience with the studio at all was with Brian and moving around with him. So
really?
Yeah, I might be spoiled a little bit because that guy's a genius. But
yeah, he's a Sheila Devine guy, right?
Yeah.
Guys know Sheila Devine?
Yeah.
Yep.
Great band. Yeah, so was it quick? Did you get it done kind of quick, the recording process?
No.
It
took a bit.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah, there was a learning curve, you know? And I mean, some parts were laid down quick, some parts we had to go back over and change completely. And I mean, a lot of it was us trying to really finish, like, this is our sound.
Yeah.
Because one of the things that Mike and I were most afraid of, because he and I are the last two from that original Rockwood band. And when we did the full change and I took over songwriting pretty much completely, we became Nate Perry and Ragged Company. What we were desperately wanted to make sure is that we were getting the sound that we were genuinely making and not trying to sound like anybody else. And I think I don't want to say we were hesitant, but we were moving cautiously to make sure we were actually doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
So did this take months or?
It was chained out. We would record something in January and then finish it in March or something. You know what I mean? So
yeah, it took us a while. I mean, I think too is, you know, finding the sound, but it was also like we were finishing the songs. One of Brian's favorite things to do is like write a bridge day of, like we would be in the booth and putting it. We did it kind of in two parts in that like we did a live room thing the first weekend, and that's where pretty much all my bass and all Sam's drums were done in that time. And then we kind of just piecemealed everything on top of that. But a lot of that first weekend was Brian being like, hey, this song needs a bridge, or hey, this song needs, you know, this one thing. Another day specifically is a tune that like we actually almost cut it entirely.
Yeah, so I'm going to play that next.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the first song I ever wrote. And I wrote that before I met any of these guys, even Mike.
And it's like it has taken so many versions.
I mean, the core of it, the foundation of the song is still the same, but it's become like a higher energy rock song. But before, it was just like sad kind of song.
A dirge.
Yeah. You all right, man?
But I remember that was like the major song where Brian was like, this needs like one more thing. Nate, like, go in that other room and write lyrics right now. And he did it in like 5 minutes.
Well, yeah, it's super cool to have someone like him kind of guiding you and giving you advice. Mm-hmm. Like I said, with that kind of background he has.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
you went to the right place.
Yeah.
You know, to get a little help with. I think most bands need that, you know, a little feedback.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tweak things as they go, I would imagine. I'm gonna play another day. I'm gonna play a couple actually, and then we'll get back. Here we go.
Hey. had another day, just like the last. Yeah, I woke up feeling good, then the feeling passed. Yeah, I woke up feeling good, then the feeling passed.
I've been
not for me. Oh, preacher,
Preacher with a little kick to it, so that shows your ability, your versatility, I guess, right?
Yeah.
A little zing,
little yeah. Rock.
We
little...
can do it all, I guess, maybe.
I'll let you sing, and then we'll talk some more about everything.
Sure. This one's Maria.
Maria, also off of The Other Side of Everything, before Nate sang that. We played Preacher and Another Day, also off of that. So you want to say anything about those? Well, all three of those songs, I guess, that you played, we played. And
so Another Day, did we talk about that yet?
A little bit.
Not really.
Bit?
We talked off air.
Okay, yeah.
I think. So. I get confused to what I say on and off. I think off air we talked about it, but not...
Yeah. So that song's the first song I ever wrote, and that first real song I ever wrote that I was willing to show somebody. And funny story is I sent my Craigslist application out to Mike, to that old Rockwood band. And Mike, first thing he asked me was like, hey, can you write songs? Because we need somebody to write songs. I was like, yeah, I can write songs. I hadn't really wrote songs before. And so that night I sat down and wrote Another Day in one go at 1 a.m. And brought that and showed it to them. And they were like, man, that's good. We like that. Let's roll with it. And
yeah.
That kind of started the tradition of me writing the songs, which became the new band, Nate Perry and Ragga Company. And I'm the songwriter now. And these guys helped make them good. And then... Preacher was a song that's an old song Mike wrote actually in bands that he probably played with 10 years
that's
ago.
It's like a Chandler blues band.
Yeah, that's
or something.
Deep blues Mike.
Yeah.
So that was probably maybe the first thing that you, was on this EP because it was done so long ago.
Preacher?
Yeah.
That song was That's we knew that was going to be on the EP and we had that song finished in the way it mostly is at that point.
That was kind of in the can.
Yeah. That was our big one live too. We actually kind of do still hit that one last and it always gets a big pop from the crowd. But yeah, we've had that song in the pocket for years now, even before we had this band name.
And Maria, you just played.
Yeah.
So great stuff. Do you have plans? And we were talking again off here. You have plans for other recordings fairly soon?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We pretty much have all the songs that are going to be written, and we're hashing out the details of them. And we have studio time with Brian again.
December? January?
I
think January is the first time. Yeah, mid-January. Yeah.
So we're in the books, and we're going to get back at it again. There's going to be another EP with the long-term goal of an album.
All right, we've said it officially to the world. So it's an EP.
So it's got
to
happen.
It's an EP, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we do
have 5
finished new ones that are...
Yeah, and there's strong songs. And we were talking before about trying to find the sound of the band. And it's a really interesting dynamic because I write the songs that I write, and I do it on this guitar I'm playing here, by myself, and then right. I bring that song. And it's a singer-songwriter. Sometimes it's a country song. Sometimes it's a sad... Another Day type song, but I bring that finished product to the band, and then from that point, each one of these guys with their own, musical traditions, if you will, are able to add something to it, which makes the Ragged Company sound added onto the songs
that
I'm writing.
Torment.
Yeah, it's like it's the great Ragged Company filter.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Basically.
Do you have a lot of gigs lined up, or anything you want to plug or promote coming up?
Yeah,
I need to look up the name of it. Talk about Levitate Backyard first, though.
Yeah, so we got hooked up with Levitate Backyard from the Levitate Festival guys, and it's their off-season thing, if anyone's heard of that. And we got lucky enough to get in on it, and it's funny enough, it's on December 26th.
Wow.
After Christmas. Yeah, so...
Nothing either beats a Christmas hangover like going to see some live music.
Either
going to
be a home run turnout, or... who knows, but... Yeah, we're going to give it a go there.
Where's that?
That's down in Marshfield.
Yeah, there you go. And it's great. It's a great state. It's a great setup they have, and they've been doing it for years. And there's a tent. There's heaters. Anybody's interested in going.
I'm worried about my fingers getting cold.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
You need the gloves with the tips.
Right? Exactly.
I was a mailman for 38 years.
Oh, there you go.
Gloves, you need the tips off.
Oh, yeah.
You can't handle mail with gloves.
No.
So, yeah. Well, you can't play guitar either.
There you go.
Then on, it's December 19th. I just needed to look up the dates and all that. We're playing, I guess it's the inaugural or at least the launch party of the New England Americana Festival. It's probably only going to be two or three songs from us, but it's going to be also two or three songs from a bunch of other great bands.
Yeah.
And that's going to be in, I believe it's at the Medford, at Medford Brewing. So that's on Thursday, December 19th.
Medford
Brewing
new.
Company? Yeah.
It's a big venue.
Yeah, big space.
It's fairly new.
Nice stage.
That's down the street from me. I'll probably be there.
There we go.
It's a little more. It might be easier than the 26th.
Yeah. Yeah. Closer and a bit more convenient and pre-Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly closer.
But yeah, and then yeah, I think other than that, we're booking out for 2025. We have something in April planned at the Fallout Shelter. That's down in Natick, I want to say. But yeah, we're open to any and all opportunities coming ahead in 2025.
Yeah, and also too, if they're listening, two of the guys, Sam and Mike, they both just had kids, so we had a bit of a month and a half pause here. But we're going to be diving back into it. In the spring.
We're back. So we're refreshed.
Congratulations to those two as well.
Life gets in the way, right? Sometimes. Childbirth and all that.
Yeah, you know.
All right. Thanks for coming in, guys, once again.
Yeah.
Appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. It's a great Other Side of Everything EP. Nate Perry and Ragged Company. Check it. This isn't a physical. Is it a physical product?
We do, yeah. We have a physical product.
Is it CD or is
CDs,
it?
CDs.
Yeah, everything. You can probably.
Yeah, where can they get it?
Funnel everything through the Instagram and or the website. It's all Nate Perry and Ragged Company. My joke at shows when we're promoting it is that, we do make you spell it all out, every single word. So just spell it all out, Nate Perry and Ragged Company. And you can find our website, which has all of our merch. We got shirts, koozies, guitar picks, the CD.
Show schedules.
And all the shows.
It's all there. All right, guys. Thanks so much for coming in once again. I'm going to let you get out of here. I'm going to play. We're talking about Springsteen. This is Radio Nowhere, and I'll be back after about 3 or 4 songs.
Nice. Satellite crushing the last lone American eyes. This is Radio.
Springsteen with Radio Nowhere. They're back. They never left. They got one more thing to plug. Take it away, guys.
Yeah, I just want to say one more thing we're very excited about and we're very happy about. We got nominated for New Artist of the Year for the Boston Music Awards this year. So, yeah, we're very excited about that. If you guys liked what you hear, if you want to hear more of us and you think we maybe deserve it, voting ends this Friday, the 22nd.
It's like 3 days.
Yeah, basically.
Not even.
And you can vote on thebostonmusicawards.com/vote, and you'll see us in New Artist of the Year, and that's Nate Perry and Ragged Company, and it would mean a ton to us. So thanks.
You only need to vote for us. There's like 8 million drop-downs.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. You only need to select.
Throw a vote out for our boy Brian Charles, though.
Brian Charles,
on there, too. I think it's production engineer or studio engineer of the year, or maybe producer of the year, but he's in there. And it would mean the world to us if you voted for him, too.
Yeah. Also Michael, too. Michael Marotta, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marotta's Vanya Land and...
Music Publication of the Year.
Publication. Yeah. All right. Is that it? I think we
buttoned
up.
We got everything now.
All right. That's it for real. This is Canyons and Locusts.
I wish I could fall back into space. Neon lights and empty nights, my disgrace.
All my friends will be there. All my friends. Me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Friday, November 22nd, get ready to rock your way into the holiday season with Jennifer Tefton the Strange, Little Billy Lost, and Tell at the new Kodo in Lowell, Mass.
Fresh from their exciting Album of the Year win at the New England Music Awards, join Jennifer Tefton the Strange.
And their friends, Little Billy Lost.
And Tell.
Someday I wish I could believe in God.
At Kodo in Lowell for one night only, November 22nd, the Friday before Thanksgiving.
For the address and directions, go to kodolowell.com.
Jennifer Tefton the Strange.
Little Billy Lost.
And Tell.
At Kodo in Lowell.
Be there.
Time. Now in your arms I am.
Okay, that were The Sins with Woman Child. Before that, Degeneration, Queens of A. Canyons and Locusts, new stuff called Anna, Save a Life. And started it with Springsteen, Radio Nowhere, 847 WMFO in Medford. Got time for a few more. This is new. Let me see. Well, I'm not going to play that. This is it's a band called Falsely Accused.
She got arrested for shooting down her man. U.S. Marshal caught her outside of Spokane. She said, I'd do it again, do it again, do it again, I'd do it again, I'd do it again, do it again, do it again, I'd do it. Let's go! Last Christmas, he drove a truck in town on business. She fell in love, or so she thought, 'cause Maryland was cold and Nevada was hot. So she moved along to the city, I said, and got a place with him, put her chips all in, yeah. It got dark, he was a stranger, put his hands on her and then go. She got arrested for shooting down her man. U.S. Marshals under an 8-foot boom for interrogation. Fingerprints on the murder weapon. All they needed was a tape confession. She was bloody, beaten for years. Her demeanor was cold. She cried no tears, yeah. This time it was his blood on her. She wore like a badge of honor. She got arrested for shooting down her man. U.S. Marshals
Sunday. Told the story, the jury heard it. Deliberated for the verdict. She's up for murder in the first degree. Sheriff is to plead insanity. Woo! She got arrested.
On a night train cross the borderline. Oh my, 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 my. I looked up, I saw the strangest sky. Fading, waiting, rolling through the night. It gets hard sometimes. And if I lose myself tonight, if I can't hold on till the morning light, I'll sing like a choir through the pain of ever losing something I cannot replace. Sometimes I suddenly start crying. Oh my, 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 my. It just gets hard sometimes. Oh my, 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 my. Yeah, if I lose myself tonight, if I can't hold on till the morning light, I sing like a choir through the pain of ever losing something I cannot replace. Sing like a choir through the pain, like a choir through the pain. Oh my, 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 my.
All right, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. That's going to wrap it up. Let me tell you what I just played. Diana DeMuth, Night Train, off of her Dear Annie EP. Dear Interrupters, with She Got Arrested, Live in Tokyo. Falsely Accused with Witches. 8:57, thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. I'm going to leave you with a quick one here because the clock's ticking. This is a band called an old band called The Outlets. Peace.